Wada, wada. Those were the first recorded words of Aborigines to white English sailors, meaning go away, go away. The young athletes of many nations who competed in the 2000 Olympics in Sydney, Australia, were an impressive bunch, even if viewership was down some 25% from 1996. For millions of people, the spectacle of the delightful gap-toothed smile of Australian sprinter Cathy Freeman may prove the first time that they've seen an Aborigine, with a possible exception of old tapes on the Discovery Channel. For millions, there are people of the mist of mystery. Although lionized and lauded now that she has won a gold medal in track and field, Freeman was sharply criticized when in recent national championships she dared to run a victory lap with the earthy colors of the Aboriginal flag. Her act, which mirrored in spirit, if not in form, the courageous black power salutes of sprinters John Carlos and Tommy Smith at the 1968 Olympics. While Carlos and Smith were severely criticized by the white press and Olympic officials, they earned the undying respect of black nationalists and activists. They ran, not for a medal, not for the U.S., but for the freedom of their people, African Americans. Briefly, let us examine the history of the first peoples in a place we call Australia. In its naked truth, the history of the black peoples of Australia goes back beyond numbered history for tens of thousands of years. But since the arrival of the English, it may be summarized as slavery, suffering, land theft, terror, genocide, and marginalization. Indeed, their history probably resembles that of American Aborigines, the so-called Indians, better than that of blacks in America. For like Native Americans, the Aborigines were the original inhabitants of the lands and not transported from other lands. What motivated whites who came to Australia was not the acquisition of slaves, but the acquisition of land, and their land greed meant that the blacks were in the way. English convicts were sentenced to Australia and landed in early 1788. As if knowing their evil intent, the blacks who saw them had good reason to yell, "Wada, wada, go away." Before long, the white settlers hunted and shot black people for dog food. Where once they were the only people in the vast land now known as Australia, the Aborigines now number less than 2% of the population. African-American scholar and historian Dr. Runoko Rashidi visited Australia in 1998 and learned some remarkable things about the blacks of Australia. From roughly 1905 to roughly the present day, Aborigine children were taken from their families and stripped of any vestige of their culture, language, religion, and familial relationships. This form of legalized kidnapping threw tens of thousands of Aborigine kids into living white hells, where they were forced to adopt European ways, clothes, and diets, to wear dog tags, to forget a numberless millennia of their people's memory. Aborigines have termed this attack the Stolen Generations. Given this history, it's hardly surprising that Cathy Freeman would proudly wave the flag of her ancestors. One may indeed wonder why she also waved the flag of Australia. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.